From the Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God. Now here's the host of Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Leslie Curran.
Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our broadcast. The title of our program is Let the Bible Speak, and that's exactly what we'll be doing in each of our programs. But it's essential to read the Bible. And some time ago I came across several points that were made in reference to this, and I'm going to take just a moment to pass them on to you. The writer said, read regularly. Mark where you leave off each day, and when you have finished each of the testaments, the old and the new, begin again. Then read prayerfully. Seek the help of the Holy Spirit so that your mind will be enlightened in the things of God. The third point that was made was read with meditation. In other words, ponder the truth so that it can be applied to your heart. Better to read a little and think much than to read much and think little. Then read with reference to yourself. Read with faith. Read to carry into practice, because the Lord expects us to do as well as to know. And then read to find Christ in the Word of God. Find Him as He's revealed in the Scriptures, the one who is the Word incarnate, He who has made atonement for our sins, who has risen triumphant over death and the grave, yes, the one who's ever living, and the one who's coming again. So the points again are, read regularly, read prayerfully, read with meditation, read with reference to yourself, read with faith, read to carry into practice, and read to find Christ. I trust that as you listen in to our broadcasts day by day, that you will indeed find the Lord Jesus Christ and come to know Him as your Lord and your personal Saviour. Before the Reverend James Porter brings the Lord's message today and lets the Bible speak to us, we're going to hear some words in song. Mary Mook sings, Jesus, I Am Resting.
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what art. I'm finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, and thy beauty fills my soul. For by thy transforming power, thy loving kindness, vast, broader than the sea.
Supplies Good morning. Today our Bible reading is to be found in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse is perhaps one of the best known, if not the best known, of all the verses of the Bible. It is a verse that has been learned by thousands of children at Sunday school. It is a verse that has been greatly blessed to the salvation of souls. It is a verse that is full of the gospel. It is a verse that focuses upon God's great love for sinners. And it is this great theme of God's wondrous love for sinners that I want us to think upon as we consider these words in John chapter 3, verse 16. Firstly, this verse speaks about the object of God's love, because it says, "For God so loved the world." The love of God is directed toward a world of ruined, lost, hell-deserving sinners. This can be seen in the people that he saves, for they are sinners of every race and class who have broken his law and despised his word. Yes, they are those who have grieved and offended him because of their sin and who have come short of his glory. This is the condition of every one of us, for the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Also in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, we read that sin is the transgression of the law. We all have a sinful nature and have all broken God's law. Because of that sin, we are condemned already to a lost eternity in hell. Yet despite our sin that God hates and is grieved at, such is the mystery of his grace that our text says, "For God so loved the world." This is why the Apostle John could say twice over, "God is love." This is why the hymn writer penned the words, "Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime." Yes, the objects of God's love are those that belong to this sinful world. Secondly, this verse speaks to us of the sacrifice of God's love, for it says of God that he gave his only begotten Son. Someone has once said that the measure of love is sacrifice. Well, the measure of God's love was such that he gave his Son to die as a sacrifice for the sins of his people upon the cruel, shameful cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "For Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God." And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we read, "Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth upon a tree." Yes, God allowed his Son to die as a substitute. He sent his Son to take the punishment that his people deserved because of their sin. And in giving his Son, he allowed him to die a cruel, shameful death upon the cross. What father would give his Son to die for his friends, never mind his enemies? Not one. Yet this was not so with God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." As you would listen today, may you realize that the sacrifice of God's love is to be found in the giving of his Son to die upon the cross. Thirdly, this verse also speaks of the purpose of God's love. For it says of those who believe on Christ that they should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sending a Son to die, God was providing a way whereby sinful man could be saved and taken to heaven. John chapter 3, verse 17 tells us, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." For one to be saved means to have the forgiveness of sins and to have peace with God. It means to have everlasting life in heaven, life that never ends. by speaking to someone today, it's the case that you have received everlasting life through Christ. Then you have a salvation that you can never lose. Or is it the case that you are still not saved? And please realize that there is no other way for you not to perish and to go to heaven than through Christ and his work upon the cross. This is why we sing the gospel hymn, "Sound the gospel of grace abroad, there's life in the risen Lord." Finally, this verse also speaks of the response to God's love. This is because it says that whosoever believeth in him. If a person is to have eternal life and go to heaven, then they must believe in Christ. Now, to believe in Christ just does not merely mean to acknowledge that Christ existed and died on the cross. No, it means to trust him as your personal Saviour. It means to confess your sins to him and trust the power of his precious blood shed at Calvary to wash all your sins away, whatever those sins may be. 1 John chapter 1 verses 7 and 9 tell us, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Dear friend, his blood is able to blot out all your sins, whatever they are. The hymn writer was right when he said, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." This day may you respond to God's love and trust his Son to be your Saviour, for the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church, coming to you from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:45. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.